It's the year of the turtle at the Tennessee Aquarium here in Chattanooga, and next month there will be, yes, a celebration when the aquarium opens its new Turtles of the World Gallery on March 18th. Dave Collins is the aquarium's director of forests and animal behavior. He and the aquarium's Tom Benson stopped by Scenic Roots. Dave, Tom, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for this opportunity.
Great to be here.
Turtles of the World, coming to the Tennessee Aquarium. It's been a long time in coming.
It has been. It's actually been 22 years in coming. We built our older turtle exhibit back for our fifth anniversary, and time flies. And after 22 years, we figured it's about time to update. A lot has happened in the world of turtles in the last two decades that really need attention, so we're focusing on that.
And among the things that this gallery does is focus on two hot spots for turtles, Southeast Asia and Southeast United States.
Right. Actually, we chose those places for that very reason, because they are the hot spots. And they also represent two very different approaches to sort of our cultural connection with turtles and some of the threats that turtles are facing now. And so there are a lot of comparisons we could make. It's remarkable how similar these parts of the world are. We see a lot of similar plants, rhododendrons, azaleas, maple trees. You find them in Asia, you find them in the U.S. It's interesting that you see many turtles that are not the same species of turtles, but they've developed sort of the same lifestyles. And so it's very interesting to look at those comparisons and then also look at the history. Of course, the Southeast Asia, especially China, more north of Southeast Asia, but China has had a long history with turtles going on for centuries. And turtles have been a big part of their culture and have also been a big part of their traditional Chinese medicine. So they use turtles in their day-to-day lives, as well as they revere turtles. So they have a very complex relationship, but it has led to some very serious conservation issues for turtles.
Another thing that the gallery features is you're bringing the hatching process into public view.
It is. We're providing a number of very different features to the gallery. When we started working on the concept and design, one of the things we've learned after 20 years of designing exhibits is to really keep messages direct and simple so we can really decide what is the important message that we want our guests to walk away with. And when we looked at this new gallery, there's so much to say about turtles, but we distilled it down to basically four main messages. First was that turtles are cool, and that's where the biodiversity of Southeast Asia and Eastern United States comes in. These are the, as you say, the hot spots where there's so many turtles, and so we could really show how neat turtles are, how cool they are, and really get people very intrigued by them. But then the second message, though, is that turtles are in trouble. We really need to bring that message out loud and clear and explain why they're in trouble, what is happening. And then the third message is, well, what are we doing about it? And when I say we, it's not just we, the Tennessee Aquarium. It's all the partners, because this is such a huge problem. We can't solve it by ourselves. So we're partnering extensively with other zoos and aquariums, with nonprofit organizations, with U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and state wildlife agencies. So it's a huge group of people that are involved with it. Then the fourth message, which I think is maybe one of the most important messages, what can you do about it? You as just an individual. Because I think a lot of people feel there's nothing we can do. It's too big of a problem. Or it's happening somewhere else and nothing I can do. But one of the biggest take-home messages is there are things you can do, and many of them are very simple, and it just takes recognizing that you are part of the solution and there are things you can do. And so this last part of the gallery actually focuses a lot on kids, and we've actually divided our interpretation into two levels. We basically have the adult level up higher, and then a lower level we have interactive exhibits where kids can play games and really learn the same messages that their parents are reading, but providing it in sort of two different levels. I'm really excited to see how this works and see people go through the gallery.
Tell me more about this partnership with other organizations, because this has emerged at a time where there's story after story after story about the turtle trade, not only in Southeast Asia, but also here in the United States.
Absolutely. It is a global problem. The program we've just started, in fact, it's about 2 weeks since the Association of Zoos and Aquariums formally approved it. It's called American Turtle Safe. We focus on five species, one of which is already federally listed as threatened. Three others are now under review by Fish and Wildlife for listing. Last, the fifth, is our native box turtle. And that's, I guess, a really good example of how this trade, international trade, is really hitting us right close to home. The box turtle is, because it's fairly widespread, is not quite as imperiled as the others that are much more restricted, but it is probably the most numerous North American turtle in international trade. We're seeing thousands of box turtles going overseas every year. It's a difficult situation because the law enforcement agencies see this going on, but they really don't have the support to take care of these thousands of turtles. And this is where zoos and aquariums can come in and partner with them. We've always cooperated with law enforcement, whether it's our state wildlife agency or Fish and Wildlife, and handling confiscated turtles while they go through their legal casework. But it's gotten to the point where it's too much. We're overwhelmed, and Fish and Wildlife is overwhelmed. And we're looking at ways that we can do more to build our capacity to work with law enforcement to protect our turtles. But then the other side of that is, what happens to these confiscated turtles? It's all well and good to seize them and remove those from the illegal trade, but then it's a very complicated process to determine what to do, because often we don't really know where they came from. Many of these turtles are being moved around from state to state until they're finally gathered in one spot where they can be shipped overseas, and we really don't know the origins of those turtles. So as far as our partnerships, we're working with a medical group. Some of the best turtle veterinarians in the country are working with American Turtle Safe to really look at those turtles. Unfortunately, these turtles have been exposed to who knows what risks. Maybe other diseased turtles, maybe they were exposed to turtles that they never would have come in contact in the past. So we have to make sure that these animals are healthy. And then we're using a genetics group to determine how to sample these turtles and determine where they actually came from. Part of that is to actually build a genetic library of these species across the entire range. And so when we get a confiscated turtle, we can basically match it up. And we can say, oh, well, this is a Tennessee turtle, or this is a Maryland turtle. And at least we can then start getting them home. And from that point, they get involved with projects that other zoos or aquariums or nature centers might be involved with. And we bring those people in to start developing populations that we can study and learn how we can best get these animals. You know, if not these specific animals, maybe their offspring could become the animals that will become future populations. So it does get to be a very complex problem involving a lot of partners. That's sort of the exciting point of it. We're right at the beginning of this and starting to bring all these people to the table, and a lot of interest. We've already got 14 zoos and aquariums as partners, over 30 field partners, including Fish and Wildlife and state wildlife agencies and a lot of nonprofits.
You've got a lot going on between the celebration, the gallery, and now this partnership.
Yeah, there is a lot. I'm looking forward to a very productive year with the Year of the Turtle. And Tom has been very instrumental in bringing many other zoos that are promoting this as well. So we're getting a lot of interest.
And keeping the turtle puns coming.
That's right. Yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun for families. We have our grand opening member event on March 13th, and that will be a lot of fun. We have a new turtle mascot that will be out and about in the community, kind of raising awareness and celebrating turtles throughout the remainder of this year. And we have some upcoming Drink Beer Save Turtle events, which will be in partnership with the Turtle Survival Alliance. So we encourage folks to stay in touch with the Aquarium's Facebook page to check out some of these upcoming events.
Where else can people go online for more information?
Yep, TennesseeAquarium.com.
All right. Tom, Dave, thanks so much.
Right. Well, thank you. Great to be here.